Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about food, and specifically Ukraine grain. Grain is one of the biggest exports from Ukraine. In 2021, the country earned over $11 billion from the exports of the crops that it was growing. And following Russia's invasion, Ukraine has claimed that Russia has been stealing large amounts of grain from all of the areas that are currently occupied. And they've been asking other countries to investigate this, and Turkey has now seized a Russian ship that's carrying grain, and there's an investigation underway. And in addition to that ship, Ukraine has also identified three other vessels that it claims is carrying stolen grain. So in today's video, we'll have a look at the details of the ship that's been seized by Turkey. We'll then look at these other three ships. We'll have a look at the output of crops in the areas that are currently occupied by Russian forces. And I'll share some satellite images and information looking at what's been going on within Ukraine. And there's some potential evidence that Russia is moving large volumes of grain. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think the implications of all of this are for both Ukraine and the global economy. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so you can skip over something if you're not that interested in it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below, where you'll find YouTube membership and super thanks, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. The red section on this map shows the areas of Ukraine that are currently occupied by Russian forces. Now, Crimea down at the bottom was actually annexed in 2014, so isn't a new development. But up until the start of the invasion, all of the other areas indicated here were previously under Ukraine control, but are now controlled by Russia. So in order to assess the seriousness of the accusations of stolen grain, let's have a look at what's produced. Ukraine is one of the largest producers and exporters of wheat, and in 2021 it supplied around 9% of global wheat exports. If we now look at this map and focus our attention on the four key regions to the east of Ukraine, and apologies for my pronunciation, but they are Kharkivska, Zaporizhzhia, Donetska and Luhanska. These four regions contribute 21% of Ukraine's wheat production, and in 2021 the country produced 33 million tons in total. So the area that's currently controlled by Russia produces 7 million tons of wheat. And in terms of export tonnage, that equates to around 40% of the total volume of wheat that Ukraine exported in 2021. Ukraine is the world's largest exporter of sunflower oil and has a market share of around 50%. In 2021, Ukraine produced 19 million tons of sunflower seeds, and 19% or 3.6 million tons were produced in the four areas that are currently occupied by Russia. Millet is a grain that's used for livestock feed all around the world. And Ukraine is the second largest exporter globally, produced around 31 million tons in 2021. As you can see from this map, the four areas currently occupied by Russia equate to 28% of all of the millet produced, which equates to around 9 million tons. Ukraine is the fourth largest exporter of barley globally. And as you can see from the map, 17% of all barley production comes directly from the areas controlled by Russia. Rapeseed, or canola as it's also called, is another very popular vegetable oil. And Ukraine is the fifth largest exporter globally. In 2021, 23 million tons of rapeseed was produced in the country. And 12%, or around 3 million tons, was produced in the areas that are currently occupied by Russia. So as you can see from this analysis, the areas currently occupied by Russia in Ukraine are really important to the agriculture industry, both from an internal perspective, providing food for their own people, and also from an exports perspective. And Russia has been accused now of stealing grain that has been produced and stored in all of these areas. Turkey has halted a Russian-flagged cargo ship off its Black Sea coast and is investigating the Ukrainian claim that it was carrying stolen grain. The Zabek Zoli is a 140-metre or 450-foot general cargo vessel sailing under the Russian flag. The ship is reportedly loaded with 7,000 tonnes of grain, and an official telegram notification stated that the ship had left Ukraine on the 30th of June, headed for friendly countries. The ship is now being held outside the port of Karasu in Turkey. The Kazakhstan company that owns the Zabekzoli has confirmed that the ship was taken under a bare-boat charter where no crew or supplies are involved in the lease by Russian company Greenline, which was not designated under any sanctions. Russia's foreign minister stated that whilst the ship is Russian-flagged, he believed that it belonged to Kazakhstan and the cargo being carried was on a contract between Estonia and Turkey. The Moscow-appointed head of the Gdansk region in Ukraine had proudly announced the voyage of the Zabekzoli as the first commercial ship to take supplies out of Russian-controlled ports since the war began. In response to this, Ukraine's prosecutor general subsequently wrote to Turkey's justice ministry claiming the Zabekzoli was involved in the illegal export of Ukrainian grain and that it was headed to Karasu. Turkey was asked to conduct an inspection of the sea vessel, seize samples of grain for forensic examination, and demand information on the location of the grain. However, it remains difficult to identify the specific origins of grain, and the Russian-appointed administrators in the occupied territories of Ukraine claim that they're working in partnership with local farmers to release grain into the global market. So this would be used as the excuse if that grain is traced back to Ukraine. The Russian authorities have recently announced deals to sell Ukrainian grain to Iraq, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. In reference to the supposed deals with the Ukrainian farmers, the Russian-appointed head stated that prices are not too bad at the moment. A farmer gets around $200 per ton of grain, which is great because his cost of production is around $120, even taking into account the long storage time, which was forced. Ukraine has also identified three additional ships that it would like Turkey to investigate with regards to stolen grain. All three are large dry bulk carriers and are owned by a subsidiary of a Western sanctioned Russian state-owned company called United Shipbuilding Corporation. Turkey's foreign minister stated, "We saw that the ship's port of departure and the origin of the goods is Russia on the records. We are against Ukrainian grains or other goods being taken by Russia, and we will not allow these goods to come to us." Ukraine estimates that around 400,000 tons of stolen grain has been taken by Russia and exported, and has provided evidence on the involvement of 13 ships to the Turkish authorities. At least seven companies in Ukraine who own storage units in newly occupied territory have registered criminal cases with Ukrainian authorities alleging Russia have stolen their wheat. Ukraine also claimed that Russia has sent over 150,000 tons of stolen wheat to Syria. The first vessel identified is the Mikhail Nevishev, which was seen on satellite imagery docking at the port of Sevastopol between June the 14th and 16th, alongside grain silos with cranes towering above. The vessel arrived 8 days later in Turkey, and satellite imagery showed cranes lifting what appears to be golden grain-like cargo from the ship into trucks. In total, since the invasion started, the Mikhail Nevishev has visited Sevastopol grain terminal on at least three other occasions before arriving in Turkey 5 to 15 days later. In one instance, it unloaded 27,000 tons of wheat. Another ship, the Matros Pozhnich, docked in Syria on at least three occasions within a week or two of visiting the port of Sevastopol. A third ship, the Matros Koska, has on at least three occasions left Sevastopol's grain terminal before turning off ship transponders, according to satellite imagery and tracking data. On one of those occasions, it docked in Syria 10 days later. All three ships are owned and managed by Russian-based company Crane Marine Contractor and were purchased in either December or February. The company is a subsidiary of United Shipbuilding Corporation, or USC. The United States sanctioned USC in 2014 in response to Russia's efforts to destabilize eastern Ukraine, saying the state-owned defense technology firm manufactured arms and built ships for the Russian Navy. In April, Washington renewed and expanded its sanctions relating to the company, and the UK sanctioned USC in February. This image shows the recent movement of grain trucks that were stolen from Ukrainian farmers following the invasion by Russia. The GPS data shows that both trucks left the Ukraine area and entered the Crimean region, which has been controlled by Russia since 2014. And both trucks stopped near a storage facility identified as a site for unloading and storing grain in one of the Crimean towns. In addition to this GPS data, satellite imagery shows a line of trucks on the road next to the facility apparently waiting to unload more grain. It's very difficult to track individual shipments of stolen grain, but there appears to be evidence of a significant movement to Crimea. These satellite images show a queue of trucks more than 3 miles long waiting to enter the Crimean area. This level of road traffic into Crimea is unusual, as Ukraine has not had access to the area since it was annexed in 2014 and has been exporting grain and other products from elsewhere. These images show cargo trains with wagons of the type used to transport grains and other produce at the station next to the storage facility in Crimea. Trains from this area are connected to the ports of Sevastopol and Kerch, where product can be moved into Russia or abroad. It's believed that grain being taken out of Ukraine is transported to Kerch or Sevastopol ports, and the grain is then loaded onto Russian ships. It's then transferred from small ships onto bulk carriers, where it's mixed with grain from Russia, and is then exported with Russian certificates under the premise of being Russian grain. The satellite imagery from the port of Sevastopol in the west of Crimea show a high level of activity through June, with yellow material consistent with the colour of grain being loaded onto a series of ships. And compared with the imagery from the last few years, the amount of activity at the port is unusually high. Crimea does not grow a lot of grain for export, and it would not make geographic sense for Russia to use Sevastopol to export its own grain. The US and Ukrainian authorities have named 9 ships believed to have transported stolen Ukrainian grain abroad. Lloyd's List Intelligence says the vessels have used what maritime specialists would describe as deceptive sailing practices, switching off their onboard trackers when entering the Black Sea or moving around the Kerch Strait near Crimea. When their trackers come back online, the ships are sailing south and many report a lower depth in the water, suggesting that they've taken cargo on during the blackout. This image shows the movement of 3 Russian ships, the Matros Posnyets, Sormovisky and Finikia, over the period from the 11th of April to the 22nd of June. And you can see that all 3 ships appear to be loading in Kerch and making deliveries to Turkey and Syria. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, one of the main assets from Ukraine is its land and the crops that it grows. It's a major exporter of wheat and corn and sunflower oil. And we don't know the full reasons why Russia have invaded Ukraine, but that land is potentially one of the factors. And at the time of the invasion and since, large amounts of grain have been sitting in silos. And the Ukrainian authorities claim that this grain is being stolen by Russia and transported abroad. We've now seen Turkey seize a vessel and an investigation is now underway as to the origin of the grain on board. But Russia is changing its tactics. So at the start of the war, there was a lot of accusations of grain being stolen. However, now it appears that the Russian authorities are applying a lot of pressure on local Ukrainian farmers to accept very low prices for their grain. So technically, this is a commercial transaction. However, it is far below market rates. And I guess if you're a farmer with his family who's being intimidated by Russian soldiers with machine guns and other forms of weaponry, it's quite hard to negotiate a good deal. So although Turkey is now investigating that ship and where the grain came from, I would guess that the response from Russia, if it's found out that the grain did originate from Ukraine, their response is likely to be, yes, well, we purchased that grain from one of the local farmers in order to make sure that the local economy keeps ticking over. So this is a really interesting tactic that Russia have an instant defense that if somebody does find a load of Ukrainian grain, they can say, yes, that's fine. We bought it from them. We did a deal. We want them to still be in business. But I guess the bigger question here is what is going to happen with these areas that are currently occupied by Russia? Is it likely that Russia are going to retreat and hand all of this land back to Ukraine? Or are they going to do what they did with Crimea and call for an annexation? So whether that be that they hold a vote in the local area and ask all of the people to decide whether they want to stay part of Ukraine or become Russian. And I would imagine there would be quite a lot of intimidation involved in that vote. So it's pretty unlikely to be a fair democratic process. And I think there's a good chance that everybody would vote in favour of joining Russia. So if that does happen at some point, then we would have exactly the same situation that we had with Crimea, that it essentially then becomes part of Russia. And I don't think it's likely that Russia are going to hand back this land to Ukraine. There may be some form of negotiation, some form of agreement at some point where the boundary of the Ukrainian border is redrawn and Russia essentially takes over a lot of the port areas of the old Ukraine. Now, that isn't really a good outcome for Ukraine because They need their ports to be able to continue trading. So if they lose all of those areas that are currently occupied by Russia, it's going to hit them hard, because they then would only have a very small access to the Black Sea and would have to transport most of their goods by land, which is going to reduce the amount of markets available to them. So none of this is a good outcome for Ukraine. But the question I wanted to go back to here is that if one country invades another country and takes over all of that area, who owns everything within it? Now, clearly, when there's a state of war going on, you want everything back. But whilst the war's going on, it's impossible for Ukraine to be able to access any of those territories and to use any of the goods. So Russia may well technically be stealing this grain at the moment, but actually what they're really doing is stealing the land and the area. They are taking control of what was previously Ukraine territory and making it Russian territory. So in the future, it's probable that the grain that we're talking about actually will become Russian grain, because they're likely to annex this part of Ukraine. So I wanted to make this video really to highlight the fact that one of the main things that Russia is interested in this Ukraine area, is the grain that's being produced. It's a highly valuable commodity. As we've discussed in other videos, it's really essential to the global food chain. There's a lot of countries that are struggling right now because they're no longer getting those grain imports from Ukraine. And Russia stepping in means that they'll be able to benefit from those sales going forward. So whilst most of this war has not been done on an economic basis, this is a crazy idea by President Putin. He's causing himself a lot of trouble from an economic point of view. But one of the attractions of Ukraine, from Russia's perspective, is the fact that it grows all of these valuable commodities. And it's now cashing in on some of this grain. It may be stolen, it may be annexed, it's all terminology. But what we do know is that Russia is in control of a large part of Ukraine, and everything that's sitting within those areas is being taken by Russia right now. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments on this story and other related topics. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.